Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us
to. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for beautiful songs. All right, settle down if you can. It's very hot. It's not my fault. It's supposed to be cool during the Hamattan, but we don't understand why it's hot during the Hamattan. Very hot. Today, we are going to have a slightly different format. And it's basically going to be a time of prayer. So I need you to pray, because you are praying for yourself. Even the person next to you, your prayers will not reach as far as the person next to you. So we are just praying. Amen. And I believe that in the year 2019, which we are declaring a year of a series of victories, God is going to give you a series of victories. Amen. Amen. Through your faith in God. Hallelujah. So faith is going to be very important in 2019. Now, how many know that you cannot be saved by money? You cannot be saved by connections. You cannot be saved by talking well. You can only be saved by faith. So our faith in God is very, very important. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 2. We are about 20-something minutes to 2019. So tell the person next to you, I'll talk to you next year. I need to concentrate on the Word of God and on my personal life. I'll talk to you next year. All right. Please, those outside and anybody who doesn't have a good place to sit or to be, it's a long service, so you need to be comfortable. We don't have short services here. Anybody who wants a short service should please go to another branch or some other place. All right? You know, one of the things that I find difficult to enjoy are things that are not real. Just going to church to mark register and going to church to just show that you came. I don't like such things. So I hope you also don't like such things. You must go to church to serve God and to be happy that you are serving the Lord. Amen? So please, let's do things. Let's not just come to church. So we came. We are serving the Lord beautifully. Now, your faith is very important. 1 John 5:4. What does it say? 1 John 5:4. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So, one of the things that you must realize is that the world is not a place to become like, but rather it's a place to overcome. God didn't call us to become like the world or to admire the world. Because the Bible is saying, he that overcomes the world. The world, this world here in this scripture means or speaks of the system, the world system that we have met and that we are in. And the whole existence that we must go through in life as we've been born into this world. So instead of growing up to admire world systems of finances, wealth, debts, power, influence, we must overcome the world. Amen. Because the world and its ways are going straight into hell. And the world systems cannot survive. Amen. So instead of being in love with the world, God wants us to overcome the world. Okay? So a normal boy and a normal girl in the world, they live their life in a certain way. And things go a certain way. So that's not your story. You are to overcome what is in the world. Okay? So, the world that, as we know it, some years ago, is even different from the way it is now. These are the last days. Days of Noah, days of Lot. And it's going to be, it is more intense, you know, in evil, in violence, in wickedness, all right, and in deception. So, you are going to have a series of victories by not your money, not your connections, but your beliefs in God. And your beliefs which make you obey. You see, it's not just I think of God, but I believe and I act on what I believe. That is faith. That is why the word faith is often interchanged with obedience. Because to have faith is actually to obey. That's why you'll see that phrase in the Bible, they obeyed not the gospel. Instead of saying they did not believe in the gospel, they obeyed not. So faith is shown by your acting out little beliefs. And I tell you, just as technology, you know, has changed the world and keeps changing the world, faith also keeps changing you. Now, how does technology change the world? Technology changes the world, all right, in little steps all the time. There's always something little that it adds to how you are living. If you take a car, at first there was a simple radio, then they made it digital. At first you had to tune 99 or 48.3, whatever the station. But now you touch it, and then the exact number comes. All right, so it's just a little change. Most of the cars before didn't have air conditioners. Then they just added it. Then they didn't have power windows. We always rolled up our windows. Now they don't roll it. They had this power button. But these changes, so if you look at a car today and a car 10 years ago, they are vastly different, but they changed in steps, small steps. Just keep on adding one more invention, power windows, then remote control for the cars, power steering, then They don't have keys anymore. But none of these things came. It wasn't like we suddenly had an old type of car, then suddenly a brand new, completely changed car. No. It's always something small change on it. All right? Until you have something that you can't recognize. Now, that is how faith is. You are not really expected to obey everything that you are not obeying. I mean, Charlie, you have to start fasting from 2019 till the end of 2019. There are many things we are not doing. But you have to keep on adding one new thing to your life. One more obedient step. And as you keep on adding one little step to what you were, one little step of faith, you start to upgrade. So after some time, people meet you and they find you vastly different from how you used to be. Just like how you see a car today is vastly different from how a car used to be just 10, 15 years ago. Because it has undergone a series of little technological changes. Look at your phones. The first Mobitel, which is 027. Which one is 027 now? Tigo. 027. That was the first. I had one. And it was big like this. And very heavy. It was about 10 kilos. Just the phone. Yes. Because where I was staying, there were no telephone lines. So I had to get one of those. Very heavy. It was about 10 kilos. Yeah, I don't remember a pole. But it was a mobile phone. The number was 027. You lift up the thing, then you press. It makes beep, 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 beep. That's Mobitel. Then they made it smaller, lighter, step by step. There was text before. I remember. Little change. Then WhatsApp. Then pictures. Then videos. And little changes have made life that you are experiencing today completely different. So that is how faith is. You may take faith in your sexual life and have faith to change your sexual behavior, but you may not change your prayer life, just the sex part. And before you realize, there's been an upgrade of your life. Then faith will be applied towards your prayer, which is very poor. Then it changes. Then faith is applied. That is, faith means hearing and obeying. Something small. Then you may take tithing. Just tithing. And add tithing to your life, which is maybe not added today. Then it upgrades again. Then you take offerings. Then you take your marriage. Many, many small steps change you completely till you get to a point you can't recognize how your life. We don't know who you are. Because you are so different from how you were when you first started walking with God. So your walk with God, first of all, is not about admiring the world. Don't admire the world. Don't admire secular things. Don't admire preaching which sounds like secular speeches. Don't admire it. An unbeliever should not be able to preach my preaching. Like somebody who doesn't go to church should not be able to come and stand here and basically teach what I'm teaching. He should be completely lost. A politician should not be able to feel at home in the same way as he feels at home on his campaign platform. When he's on his campaign platform, all the things he will say, he shouldn't be so comfortable here. He should know that he's in a different, this is a spiritual place. Just as if I also go there, I also know that this is not a place where I'm coming with anointing oil or praying for them. No. Are you with me? So in 2019, through faith, a series of upgrades are going to take place in your life. A series of steps that are going to take place, that are going to upgrade you step by step. So that problems that are very big this year, by the end of 2019, we are going to take them one by one. Are you with me? Yes. And we are going to isolate them and deal with them step by step in your life. Until one day somebody will see you and say, you don't have any problem in your life. And you just laugh in your head and you say, you don't know the problem that I've seen. And the steps I've been taking over the years that have brought me here, that it looks like there are no problems in my life. And I look like I'm Superman. When you see me, it looks like I don't have any issues at all to pray about. Are you with me? So, like I said, this is a prayer meeting. And the end of the prayer meeting is going to be, I'll be praying for you and we'll be laying hands on everybody. All right. You know, if you want something not so spiritual, you should have gone somewhere else. Yeah. This place is spiritual things. Yeah. Yes. Ask your neighbor, are you comfortable with the spiritual experience? Yeah. Amen. Beautiful. Stand to your feet. How many believe that your faith can give you victory in small steps until it looks so fantastic? Lift your hands and call on God. Father, thank you for the blessing of having faith, obedience, beliefs in little steps until you have brought us to the end of our lives in total victory. We lift up our hands,
Jesus,
and we call on you.
Oh, yes.
To help our faith, Lord,
yes,
to work well.
Yes.
In every area, step by step, in the name of Jesus, step by step,
step by step, Lord,
step by step, we ask in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Kamalo Ramande Basato Malamade Shamandaraba.
Oh, yes. Joria mi figaro.
Oh yes.
Paconia tani maniendo.
Oh yes.
Juvasti capariendo.
Oh yes.
Radio kota.
Makama la shomaramanda lebeke
mara. Bakaya.
Malanda le mona
mande. Halamanda
le mamanda.
Paradiendo mosha.
Hey, ramanda la magabanda le mamanda.
Rabati e kosa sakalie. Juria makapari aduke skola.
Halenda manda la
kapari antonda la maya. Lipa rapo shate kerelea. Ipatukasa tekora minale. Ijandora makupatari andaba. Ia kotaria mina. Zoria makapandere moko sanda. Juta koparia. Iramu katuria. Zoria makapari andere moko sanda. Zoria makapari ilinta kotaria. Zoria makapari andele. Juta kopari. Alibara kasonte kaparia. Juri nimi kaparia. Lopari kosate.
Thank you.
Ia para nimi kosa.
Thank you.
Antua kapara nimina. Ilibara kotaka.
Lift your hands to the Lord.
Azuria mokopali, ikantora, mikantora, Zoria makapariande, Zuria makapariyanuma, Marika tusha kapal, Amparu andeliko, Ezunta kaparia, Zoni mikapariande, Lukuta kurianda, Masua kapari anjini mikota, Juri mikaparia, Lopara kasa tukepa, Aparia dolomo, Masunte nomoyo, Katoria no moyo libara kapariye kota Zoria makaparia libara kasa tokapa ipa kotaria naba Maria dushe kerima impanto.
Oh, pray, lift your hand and pray. Don't just stand there. No, don't just stand there. Lift your hand and pray. In the last few minutes of 2018, 6 minutes more, and we'll be 2019. This is not the time to just stand there. Thank you, Lord.
Antini ni mikopalia. Leipara kasuta. Isha kapara ni miyanda. Akua tani mi nikota. Joni ni mikapaya. Kapara ni aduni mikasia. Antini mikapo. Ipatori ya kapo. Atue ni kapalu. Azuri mikapalu. Lapiri wa kapalu. Lopara kia palu. Nasua kapalua. Ikotoro no moyo son telemene. Ichi kaparia lapiria kuta masun telemene ia pararia kuta isha kaparia aparania ndobo monti kaparinia ia kuatakiende.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Patoni ni miyonda.
Thank you, Lord.
Mason kapani ni miya.
Thank you, Lord.
Misukua takelia.
Thank you, Lord.
Asua kapani miyo.
Mpantoni
ni miyo. Isuani ni miyo. Ia kapani ni miyo. Mason teni ni miyo. Ia kapani ni miyo. Leriyama kapani ni miyo. Mosuterianda. La boka sika. Ia boka sika. Alua boka sika. Ia pakaliando. Masitenemea, ia kotanie, inkontenimie, masuntenemie, zonimia tonde, zonimi kapaye, ia parinimio, mose kolia, parinimionte, intanimio, masuatanimie, ekuate koli, zulia mayanda, masuntenemoyo, ia parinimio, yekuse, yekuse, Yakuse, 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 Yakuta Kile, Ipantoni, Inamuse, Moria Manuse, Iakapaninio, La Patonianda, Iasundereka, Yario Kate, Musuanda Yemo, Musuanda Nimiota,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Look for a moment on the screen if you can see the screen. If you can see the screen, 1 John 5:4. What does it say? It says, this is the victory, or Hallelujah. This is the King James, so it's the old English, or this is how you will have the victory. Jesus. Do you understand? In this world, you see, even when you stand at a cemetery and somebody you love is dead, how can you say you are victorious? But you can be victorious when you have faith.
Hey.
All these things have explanations when you have faith. But when you have no faith, it's like chance. It doesn't even make sense. The world and life doesn't make sense. So your victory in this very, very evil world, it depends on how much you believe and obey God. I hope you are with me.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is your victory.
Hallelujah.
So now lift your hand and pray that your faith in God and your obedience is going to be higher as we cross into 2019. 3 minutes left. 3 minutes to go, and your faith is rising to a higher tempo in 2019 by the grace of God. You are going to be higher in obedience and in your beliefs and your faith in God. Hallelujah. We are in the last 1 minute. Lift your hand and thank God.
Thank you.
For 2018.
That
all darkness is staying behind in 2018 in your life. And that you are moving into a higher type of light in 2019. Lift your hand and begin to thank God for victory. And thank God for leaving behind 2018 every disappointment, every shame, every failure, every gap, every mistake is left behind as we leave behind 2018. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Everyone lifting your hands.
You are entering by faith.
Whatever you couldn't do in 2018, you are entering. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey, 2019 comes with good news.
Yes.
2019 is born with something better.
Yes, yes.
2019 has come with good weather, with good news, with good tidings, with good people, with good invitations, with good contacts, with good friends, with good people.
Yes, yes.
2019 has come. Mashaka Bala. Give the Lord a shout of thanksgiving.
Yes.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yes.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yes.
2019.
Yes.
2019.
Yes.
2019.
Yes.
2019. Makamola Maba. Malero Moshabala. Mariandolo Mokabolo. Rema Labalombo Moshibaba. Malombo Dolobolobo.
Something better. Something better. Something good. Is born in 2019. Alashikaba. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for taking us through into 2019. We thank you. We are crossing. Crossing over with joy. Crossing over with thanksgiving. Crossing over with gratefulness. We are leaving behind all shame, all disappointments, all failures, all setbacks of our lives. We are entering a higher dimension, a better life. Thank you, Lord, for 2019. Good news has come. Good tidings. Good people. Good invitations. Good interactions. Good friends. Something better.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Mataka
bolama.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Makabaloma shandala baba.
Jesus.
Mario doloma bola baba. Mele makabaloma bola baba. Mandola baba.
Jesus.
Give the Lord a shout and a clap.
Hey. Hey.
Father, thank you for your blessing.
Thank you for your blessings.
We are grateful.
We are grateful
for what you have done so far.
Yes.
We thank you as we've entered the new year.
Hallelujah.
With victory.
With victory.
Victory is our portion.
Victory is our portion.
A series of victories.
Yes.
Many victories.
Yes.
From victory to victory.
Yay.
From victory to victory.
Yay.
A series of victories.
Yay.
Await us in 2019. Yay. We lift our hand and we say, only you can do this.
Only you can do this.
Only you can do this.
Only you.
Our eyes are on you.
Our eyes are on you.
And we thank you.
And we thank you
for this great blessing.
Yes.
Of introducing us into 2019.
Yay.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everybody shouted, yay, hallelujah.
Yay. Yay.
You may be seated.
Yay.
Now, settle down, everybody. Happy New Year. The snake that followed you throughout
prophesy.
2018. I said the snake that followed
prophesy.
You. The snake with different colors that followed you through 2018 couldn't cross with you to 2019.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Be seated.
Oh, it's a new year. Will you be lively? Will you be happy? Are you happy that God has kept you alive and well? I can't hear you shouting. I can't hear you screaming. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the name of the Lord. Are you alive? Are you well? Oh, the people on this side, they look like they are not well. Okay, I'll find some more lively people. How many of you have breath in you? You crossed over 2018 and you're alive and you're well. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow, what a year we've had. And God has been good to us. We've received many wonderful and powerful testimonies. We've shared more than 300 testimonies from this pulpit. And we thank God for many, many, many testimonies that we weren't able to share. How many of you had testimonies that weren't shared last year? You will share your testimony this new year. If you believe it, shout amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read our first testimony, and I believe a lot of us can resonate with it because God has delivered us from many bad things this year. A lot of things God has kept us away from. Amen. Our first testimony, I'm going to read it. It's about great deliverance that God gave to one of our pastors. Amen. My testimony is about how God miraculously delivered my husband from death right before my eyes and also delivered me from being a widow by the prophetic help of the mantle our prophet gave us this July. My husband complained of body pains and fatigue one weekend in October. It didn't look abnormal since he's quite athletic and goes to the gym a lot. The Tuesday after I woke up, I woke up at dawn to hear him breathing strangely. When I put on the lights, I realized his eyes had rolled up and he wasn't responding to my calls or touch. He breathed one heavy sigh, and at that point, I knew there was trouble. I started calling for help and calling on the name of Jesus and pleading the blood of Jesus to save the life of my husband. After a while, his body became stiff and cold. At this point, I decided to go out and call someone too. But just when that thought came into my head, I heard something say, "Go for your mantle." I heard something say what? "Go for your mantle." Do you have a mantle? Wow. I always keep it in my handbag. So I went right for it. Amen. I took off the handkerchief. I'm a little lost, but I'm finding it. Are you with me? All right. I always keep it in my handbag. So I jumped across the bed, picked up the handkerchief, and wrapped it around his cold, stiff head. I put his head on my chest with the white handkerchief wrapped around it. And I began to pray and pray and pray and pray. Before my very eyes, his stiff fingers began moving. I took off the handkerchief and realized he was sweating now. After a minute, he could hear me. And my husband asked what was happening. My husband had miraculously come back to life. Praise God. We rushed to the hospital where he was admitted for a week. After loads of tests, the doctors didn't find any strange ailment. We were discharged without any medication. I know God visited me that dawn and gave me a reason to exercise my faith by believing in the prophetic prayers our prophet had prayed over the mantles. The only thing my husband remembers of the whole incident was how he couldn't breathe well at a point during the night. And he could also hear the voice of Pastor Paul telling him, "Our prophet has declared you will not be brought in dead." And he says he heard this 3 times and then he slept again. All this took place between 2:20 a.m. and 2:37 a.m. I believe God supernaturally delivered us from death and restored his life. I want to encourage all of us to believe in every prayer that comes out of the prophet's mouth. Don't just believe for a while. Keep believing as you keep listening to the messages. Those who have mantles, the mantles have power. Believe in it and exercise your faith by using it. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? How many of you were saved from a near-death situation? How many of you had an accident and survived it? How many of you were almost knocked down and you are still alive? Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take our second testimony from Selena. She's a still photographer. Put your hands together for her as she testifies. It's a year of good things and she received a good thing. Put your hands together for her. Selena, tell us about your testimony.
Hello, everyone. My name is Selena Ableshi. I'm in a still photography ministry and I'm from GIG Bacenta. I want to testify about a good thing I received last year by the grace of God. Now, I joined a still photography ministry early 2017 where my then elder, Elder Gosway, he advised me to join the still photography ministry. But then I had a camera, but I had a course. I studied photography, but I only learned that for examination purposes. So when I had a camera, I didn't know what to do with it. And he told me to join the still photography ministry. And I said, okay, I'll join. So fast forward, I started learning photography, started practicing photography in school, in church, and then in school. And everything I learned in church, by the grace of God, also helped me in school. And I started practicing photography too in school. So earlier in October, by the grace of God, I got nominated for an award as an outstanding photographer on campus, and I was in the category with other 4 photographers. I was the only female in that category.
What school is this?
GIG.
Ghana Institute of
Journalism.
Shout, ear! Wow. And there were 4 people in the category?
Yes, please. 4 people.
Yourself and?
Myself and other 4 photographers. They are all male.
And what happened on the day of the awards?
So, by the grace of God, on the awards night, the day in the morning, I was having my quiet time. And then, after the quiet time, I was wondering if everything that had happened between October and November would actually come to pass. But then, by the grace of God, a word came to me, and then I opened to Psalm 104, verse 1. And the scripture says that, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art great, and thou art clothed with honor and majesty." Then I was like, wow, Bishop has been saying that the prophecy you believe is the prophecy that you receive. And this is the word of God, and it's a prophecy you should believe. Then I believed. So by the grace of God, when we went for the awards night, when the envelope was opened, it was my name that was mentioned.
And where's the award? GIG Eminence Award 2018. Outstanding Student Photographer. Put your hands together for Jesus. Okay. Some of you are not impressed. I'll just ask a few questions. Have you ever been nominated for a blackboard cleaner in your life?
No.
What about chalkboard cleaner?
Not once.
What about school prefect?
At all.
No. Dining hall prefect?
Not at all.
Entertainment prefect?
No.
Have you won any award in your whole life?
No. This is a very...
And in the year of good things, you receive
it. I receive.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. She received a good thing in the year of good things. Expect a victory to you if you believe it. Shout amen. Well, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome Miriam Dutter to share her testimony with us. Oh, did better for her. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can be confused when you're expecting a good thing and like it's like a bad thing is coming to you. You can be very confused. But God is turning every bad thing into a good thing in Jesus' name. Miriam, share your testimony with us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So 2018 was declared as a year of good things. And before 2018 started, my mom was admitted in the hospital like last 2 years, this same period. So I was wondering if a good thing was about to happen to me because my mom was in the hospital and everything. So we were not very excited, but I believed the prophecy and we gave my mommy communion and believed she'd be well. Actually, she had an attack and her right hand wasn't moving. So from January, it was difficult for her to move her hand and everything. But by the grace of God, I can say that her health has improved dramatically. It was so drastic that now she can walk, she can do everything that she wasn't able to do in 2017. And with the situation, her iron now is supposed to be stable, but it was very high and they gave her a certain drug that was supposed to stabilize the iron out. And she was supposed to be on that drug. She was supposed to take that drug. She was supposed to take 2 pills every day. And rather, when she takes the medicine, it makes her iron out go up. So when she went to the hospital, she was told that she has to reduce the dosage she takes. And it's not normal to just be asked to reduce the dosage in a very short period of time. So now she takes only one.
Which means she was getting better.
She was getting much better.
A lot of iron out. No bad term will be used on you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout, yeah.
So now she's much more better and she takes less drugs than she was taking earlier in January 2018. She was on more than 12 medications, but now she's on about less than 6, which is drastic, because, I mean, in a year, she would just get better and she would be okay. I think it's God that has intervened in this situation. I believe that a year of good things have actually made my mom very better, and I know 2019, we are going to be more victorious.
I'll give the Lord a shout of praise. I see you receiving your own set of victories. Amen. And then our final testimony, we'll take it from Nancy. Nancy Dowina, put your hands together for her. Nancy Dowina. Oh, do it better for her. Forgive me, Nancy Abuaje. Please do it better for her. Wow. Nancy, how are you? Tell us your testimony.
My testimony is about the numerous prophecies that have been fulfilled in my life.
Numerous. Take your time and number them. We have the time. Do you have time or you don't have time? Are you in a hurry to go home or something? All right.
So the first one is about Daddy prophesying that will be receiving foreign currency.
So that was last year.
So last year I've received like over 3 foreign currencies. But earlier, it wasn't like that.
Which currencies have you received?
I've received dollars and pounds.
Dollars and pounds. Please, you too, you can also receive some in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the second one is about last year, a lady gave a prophecy about receiving 14 pair of shoes. And not knowing, my fence was in someone's booth on that day. So after seven...
The day the lady shared a testimony about receiving 14 pairs of shoes, yours were in somebody's booth. So what happened after church?
So the person called me and she said, Nancy, I have some things for you, so can you follow me? So when I went, it was things I had planned of buying. Like I had a list of things I wanted to buy. And it had...
Such as what?
It had a list of a red dress and other things, like trousers and other things.
Maybe your things are in somebody's locker, somebody's boots, somebody's car trunk, somebody's sitting. Every item that belongs to you is released to you today, practically in Jesus' name. If you believe it, shout amen.
The people on this side, I don't know what's wrong. If you can receive it, say, I receive it.
Amen. Are there more?
Yes, there are more. The third one was the new job I got. So during the porch and the altar.
Porch and altar. The first one.
Yes, the first one. The one that happened earlier. I was sitting where people normally sit for testimony behind with my friend Annabelle. So I remember the first time I came, I told her my boss who used to intimidate me had left the job.
At your workplace?
Yes.
You prayed your boss away?
Something
wow.
Like that. So, so my prayer was not to stay at the place. I told God that after July, I don't want to go back to the workplace.
But the boss had left.
The boss had left.
But you told God that you still don't want to stay there.
Yeah, I didn't want to stay there.
This was at porch and altar.
Yes, during the...
Don't miss the next one. Tell your neighbor, don't miss the next one.
So, fast forward, I applied to a new job. So, in June, I got a confirmation that I had been given the job. And before that, I missed the interview, but I was rescheduled for a new interview. And it doesn't happen in that company, like to be called and told to be given a new date for an interview. So I went for the first one, I went for the second one, and late June, I got the job. So I started the job in 2nd August. So when I started the job, 3 weeks after I started, I was called to go for a meeting with the vice principal. I didn't know what... I applied as a junior assistant, but funny enough, I was in that meeting, and that meeting was for senior staff.
So the meeting was for senior staff,
yes.
And you were called to come for that meeting,
yes.
3 weeks into the job.
Yes. So after I was told, my immediate boss told me that I've been promoted to be a group leader. And
you've been what?
Promoted.
But you've been there for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Why are you sitting up? When at all will you be impressed? Stand up and give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Celebrate the goodness of God. What a year we've had. Wow. 3 weeks.
Yes.
You've been promoted.
Yes, and it was two people. The other one, she had stayed there for a year. I was just 3 weeks into the job. So after...
And you had been made a group leader.
A group leader over two people. One had been there for 4 years. The other a year.
Hey, I see you being made the head according to the prophecy. Receive it in Jesus' name. You became a group leader over people who had been there for longer than you.
Yes, please. So after my friends told me that, don't worry, you get a salary increase. Whenever you are given a promotion, there's a salary increase. I told her I didn't mind. I was okay. I just enjoyed the job because I was learning a lot from the job. So I wanted to share the testimony, but I couldn't because I was not sure. I was waiting after the probation period, then I share my testimony. So December, like before we closed for job, like to resume this year, I was given a letter, and on the letter, my salary increase was 100% salary increase.
3 weeks into a job, give the Lord a shout of praise! Wow, is it a blessing?
It's a great blessing because I remember last year, 31st, Daddy said there are some things that will happen in your life. And when it happens, it's, you only see that it's God who has done it. He told us he will not tell us some of the things that have happened to him. But when it happens, you know that this thing is only God. And I can say that it's only God. Because I missed my first interview, but I was still called. And it's not a company that will call you to reschedule your interview. They don't do that because a lot of people want the job. So you are, who are you to be called again? But God intervened and he knew my heart's desire.
Your final prophecy.
My final prophecy was...
People understand that I'm interested in the final one.
There'll
be how many weddings?
77.
How many?
77. And the weeks went by, the months. But thanks be to God.
Every week you hear about two or three.
Yes.
And you were not part.
No. But thanks be to God. Today I'm married. Yes. And God knows my story. He knew that marriage was not part of my plans. But some way, somehow, God found someone. Yes, who came to my life. And today I'm married. And
give the Lord a shout of praise. You will also be married to in Jesus' name. I don't know. I think I'll have to check with Reverend Kwesi there whether all the 77 have been taken. Reverend Kwesi, 77, are they taken? I hear there are some marriages still floating in the... Receive yours in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
Hallelujah. Welcome to 2019. Your year of a series of victories. And it's exciting to be. Wish two people Happy New Year. Tell them it's exciting to meet you in the new year. Amen. Are you ready for your first victory? I didn't hear you. I said, are you ready for your first victory? For 2019, I can't hear your scream. I can't hear your shout. Celebrate as we welcome God's servant, the prophet, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust. When you're trusting in His word, hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible.
And you lift your hand and say it.
It's impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone. And rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands outside, everywhere. Don't talk to anybody at this time. Don't let anybody rob you of your victory. Father, thank you for the blessing. We are in 2019. And the first thing we are doing is to be in your house. We are grateful to be here at this time. Touch every life and set us on the right course for 2019. Thank you that we can expect a series of victories. in the year 2019. It is enforced in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now you may be seated. Tell somebody, expect a series of victories in 2019. So that is our theme for this year, is expect a series of victories, 2019. And like I was sharing earlier, in the earlier prayer time, that this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. Your faith is your obedience and the implementation of the word of God in your life. Faith without works is nothing. So as you obey and implement the word of God, you are having faith. So as you keep on implementing one thing after another, you find yourself having more and more victory. And you keep changing, and your life keeps changing. Now, turn to Luke chapter 2. I want to give you the beginning of the series of victories that you are going to experience. All right? And one of the greatest victories you can have is to be like Jesus Christ, your Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. And the child grew. You are going to grow. There are four things here that are going to happen to you. The child grew. Number two, and waxed strong in spirit. You are going to be stronger in spirit than ever before. And was filled with wisdom. All right? You are going to be filled with God's wisdom. And number four, the grace of God was upon him. So the grace of God is going to be on your life in this new 2019 year. And you see, we are here, we are quite deep into 2019. If you are not serious, you can't be here by this time. Because people thought that I would finish preaching by 11:55. But I'm now starting. I'm now going to start preaching. So I haven't shared with you. I've not yet preached what I'm preaching. That's what I'm starting now. So if you are not a serious person, you can't be here at this time. Amen. And then after that, we have the laying on of hands and anointing with oil. Amen. Now, your life is changing, and these four things are happening. You are going to grow. All right? So, when you are grown up, what you couldn't carry before, you are able to carry. What you couldn't bear, you are able to bear. So in 2019, you are growing up to be stronger and more capable in every area of your life. This year, it's not about decreasing. It's about increasing. It's about growing. So if you live outside, you don't have anywhere to stay. You are going to grow into your new accommodation. Amen. So expect to grow in every aspect of your life. You are going to grow. And wax strong in spirit. So you are going to be stronger spiritually. If you easily tell lies, you are not spiritually strong. Because lies are our defense for our mistakes. Lies are our defenses for our mistakes. And our mistakes are many. So we always tend to tell lies about our weaknesses and our mistakes. When you made a mistake, you just lie. No, no. Were you there? Oh, yeah, I was there. You didn't go. No, I didn't go. Did you? I know I didn't. It is your defense. So a liar is a weak Christian. But when you are strong in spirit, you become afraid of lies. And you tend to be more truthful. It's just like stealing. If you are not strong spiritually, you steal. But when you are strong spiritually, you see something and you say, this thing, when I take it, even though I may eat it this afternoon, a curse will follow me for the rest of the year. And I don't want that. So from this year, you are going to be stronger in spirit. Can I have an amen from those outside? No, inside, no. When I have to specify before you, those outside say amen. Beautiful. Those outside on this side say amen. Okay. Now, those inside say amen. Beautiful. Now, you are going to be filled with wisdom. Now, not the wisdom of the world. If we take the wisdom of this world, don't admire the world. Don't admire what the world admires. When you see the whole world admire something, start noticing red flags in your spirit. If the whole world likes certain cars, don't like those cars. If the whole world likes certain things that are signs of wealth, signs of whatever, success, just develop allergies and antibodies towards those things. Yes, don't admire what the world admires, because it leads you on a path, and it's the wisdom of the world. Don't admire people who get loans. Don't admire. People give testimonies. I've got a loan. You know, I got a loan of this. When I applied for a loan, I got a loan. Don't admire this. That's how the whole world works on loans. Don't admire it. Because it's the reason for destruction. Do you understand? Don't admire the world. So, he says you'll be increased in wisdom. He was filled with wisdom, but not the wisdom of the world. All right? Don't do that. When you do that, you are worldly. Don't be jealous of film stars or rich soccer players or rich stars. Don't admire the world. You are not supposed to admire. When you admire, what you admire is what you copy. That's why you can't catch anointing from somebody you don't admire. Because when you admire, you naturally copy without thinking. Don't admire the clothing of the world. God is giving you a different kind of wisdom. Don't admire worldly churches. Churches which say they appeal to the world and they appeal to the church. Churches which say they appeal to secular things and then they appeal to the church. Somebody was inviting me to preach to a businessman. I said, I preach to churches, church people. This is what I do. All right? So God is giving us our wisdom. And that wisdom is the different kind of wisdom. All right? And it is about following Jesus Christ. Amen. There are different types of wisdom. And the Bible talks about the wisdom that cometh from above. And this wisdom descendeth not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. So there is earthly wisdom, there is sensual wisdom, and there is devilish wisdom that is not from above. So when Jesus became wise and grew in wisdom, it was not increasing in earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom is politics, power, money, wealth, earthly influence. That's earthly wisdom. It works for the earth. But who is more famous than Jesus today? The Romans who crucified Jesus or Jesus who was crucified? The Roman powers, that country does not even exist. Do you know that we are all gathered here today because of one person? His name is Jesus. Yes. So the wisdom he had was not the earthly wisdom. And people wanted him to do politics. They kept pressurizing. Even the day that he came through on Palm Sunday, they were hailing him. It's like, Chale, come and lead us. You know, to resist oppressors' rule. Do you not know a song which has that, what do you call it? Help us to resist oppressors with all our might and all our what? Strength and might forevermore. Let's resist the Roman oppressors. But Jesus said, no, that's not the kind of wisdom. When Peter was standing there when Jesus was arrested, Peter took a knife and started to do judo and karate. And Jesus said, no, this is not my kind of wisdom. All right, let you leave them to crucify me. We'll see who is famous. And here we are, we have not seen Jesus before, but we all believe in him. Look at our faces. We have not seen him before. Is it not powerful? It's so amazing. We are glued and fascinated by Jesus. We are glued to him and fascinated by someone who didn't exert earthly and sensual and demonic wisdom. We are so fascinated by him. So this year, you are going to grow in God's kind of wisdom. Amen. Amen. Just like Jesus. So these are all victories for you. Victories. And then the grace of God was upon him. So grace is going to be upon you. Things you don't deserve. Grace means undeserved favor. So this year, many things you don't deserve, God will do for you. You don't deserve a beloved. Because you've broken 7 hearts already. God will do it for you. Even though you don't deserve it. You don't deserve a child. Because you have thrown away so many children already. God will give you what you don't deserve. You don't deserve a job. Because you are too proud to work humbly. By the grace of God, will give you the job you don't deserve. You don't deserve for somebody to give you help. Because when it was your time to help, you didn't help. But the Bible says the grace of God was upon him. So in 2019, may you experience things you don't deserve in Jesus' mighty name. How many know that we don't deserve even to live for one day? It's only people who were school prefects and so on who feel that they deserve, you know, people who were voted into power. They feel there is something good about them. Look very dignified.
Like the
Those with glasses. And those who went to Wesley Girls. They feel that they deserve. No, please, I'm just joking when I say this. Wesley Girls and all that. We all married them, you know. So, but they should still take the advice. We are joking, but we are still advising. Hallelujah. So in 2019, expect a series of victories. Expect what you don't deserve. In Jesus' name. Lift your hand and say, I receive what I don't deserve. I receive what I don't deserve. The grace of God. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want us to look at what leads to some of these victories, just as an early goal in a match. You know, you must get some early keys. All right? And I want you to see something. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25, there was a man in Jerusalem. His name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Verse 27. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. Listen, you are going to, this is a man, Simeon, all associated with this great blessing of Jesus. Simeon came into the temple by the Spirit. So the Spirit leads you to the temple. Yes. So this year, you are going to allow the Spirit to bring you to his house. Because some of you have not been in church for some time. And you are showing up because it is 31st December. You think we were born just last week, Tuesday. We may have been born on Tuesday, but not this last Tuesday. Ask somebody whether, are you visiting because it's 31st, or is the Spirit bringing you here regularly? So write down number one, allow the Spirit to bring you to the temple. Yes. If you want a series of victories, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. Yield yourself. Don't yield yourself to demons. Demons will take you to nightclubs, to dance, to fool, to take drugs, to kill yourself. But the Spirit of God will take you to the temple of God. Yes. It shouldn't be that it's 31st that has brought you here. If 31st is what can bring you here. You know, one time I met one man. He was coming to 31st from there to the nightclub. Yes. Because he was afraid. He wanted to pray for the new year. Are there some people over here like that in this area? What about on this side? Are there some people like that here? What about on this side? Are there some people like that here? Yeah. Every day the Holy Spirit will be leading you to where? The temple. Simeon was brought to the temple by the Holy Ghost. Look, one day I was casting out devils. A young man was possessed by demons. And I said, come out. And then the Spirit mentioned the name. I said, you are coming out now. But before he came out, I asked him, what did you do here? You know, I shouldn't really have wasted my time, but I decided to find out. So I asked the demon, what did you do?
The demon said, I made him go to a disco. Those days we had what we call disco, which is nightclub. I made him smoke. I made him go to a disco. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you what the demon said. Before coming, I said, I made him go there. So when Simeon came to the house of God, by the Spirit, he was brought to the temple. You must know that evil spirits lead you to places that you shouldn't be. So this house right here is the house of God for you. And throughout 2019, allow the Spirit to lead you. Don't let your flesh keep you away from the temple of God. Then verse 28. Then the parents brought in the child Jesus. All right? Verse 28. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed God. Listen. This is baby Jesus. He held Jesus in his arms. In 2019, I want you to take up Jesus in your arms and put Jesus close to your heart. And let Jesus be the dearest and the best for you and to you. Simeon took Jesus up in his arms. Baby Jesus. You know, I have lived over 50 years and I've watched many things. I was in Ghana when we've had all kinds of changes over the years. I tell you, when we sing the song, Jesus is the answer for the world today, it's not only a song, but it's also a reality. I have traveled to more countries in Africa than most people. Not only traveled, driven through. And I have seen poverty and difficulty to the extent that I can tell you that Ghana is far advanced. Far advanced from any other African country, including Nigeria and South Africa. Yes. In my estimation, and I'm entitled to one opinion by the UN, United Nations allows an opinion. Did you not know that the United Nations allows an opinion? Freedom of opinion. Yes. It's a human right. Yes. Including Nigeria and including South Africa. Yes. Because they are the two big ones. Yes. Far! Far ahead. I can still report to you that Jesus Christ is the answer. So when I saw that Simeon took Jesus in his arms, I said, my God. So dear. So beautiful. So precious. People have stopped preaching about Jesus. But I can tell you, Jesus is the answer. Loans are not the answer. Economics are not the answer. Government comes and government goes. If the economy is good. You see, there are some things that I should say so that you understand. If the economy is good, you don't need to look far. You just look at something, then you can see. You know what that is, isn't it? Yes. I won't even tell you because you know the answer. How many don't know the answer? You don't even need to know the answer. Jesus is the answer. Students are continually playing with the economy and you can see. I suggest that they bring a science student. Yes. Yes. So, I'm going to take Jesus in my arms. How many are going to take Jesus close? Let this book be precious to you, How to Preach Salvation. You see a lot about Jesus in that book. Yes, how to preach salvation. You see, Jesus is the way. The cross is the answer. So when Simeon held Jesus in his arms, he was holding God in his arms. So take Jesus in your arms this year. Hold him close. What he says. You know, I've decided to read one of the Gospels every day. So I usually read it in rotation. If I read this and I read it and I come and read a Gospel, I realize that I have to listen and watch anything Jesus does or says. I should continually read it. So I've now, it's like till I die, I have to be reading just to see Jesus, the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his Son. Hey, I must study him, follow him. I just read in the news, Iraq is officially adding 25th December as Christmas Day. It's a holiday, national holiday in Iraq. Iraq, yes. Yeah, the whole world. I mean, you say it's not there. It's there. It's being recognized everywhere. Huh? The years are going by. He didn't write any book. He didn't travel more than 200 miles. He never went on a ship anywhere to any country. Yes. He didn't build anything. Did you hear me? I said he didn't build anything. No buildings, no monuments, no degrees. His followers were fishermen. We are having WhatsApp and videos today, and Jesus is still worshipped worldwide. Huh? We are on Facebook Live. People are watching. We are talking about Jesus. Wow. So I think Andre Crouch's song, perhaps maybe his best song, that Jesus is the answer for the world today. And if he's ever been the answer, he's more of the answer today than ever. Yeah. Far more. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm going to hold Jesus very closely in my arms. Amen. These are master keys towards a series of victories. Now, verse 30. Now, Lord, let your son, your servant, depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. This year, 2019, one of the master keys towards our victory is to recognize and love salvation. Yeah. Thank God for all the conventions we've had that revive Christians. You know, people are slain. There's a revival of the Holy Spirit and all that. It's beautiful. But now we have moved to a place where we are saying that my eyes have seen salvation as the main thing. For my eyes have seen thy salvation. So my eyes have seen salvation as the main thing that Jesus came to do. If you look in the church today, you see, it's as though Jesus came to make people rich. Or Jesus came to give people power. Jesus came to save souls. And to change our hearts and to change our lives. Our sin, look, the reason for the evil in the world is the sins of men. And Jesus came to wash those sins away. Amen. Jesus came to save some people who will repent. So salvation is the main thing in the church. And any church that I have any influence on, salvation will become the main thing. And if the Holy Spirit is the main thing, the Holy Spirit leads us to win souls. If it's really the Holy Spirit. All the gimmicks and the funny things that are being done in the church, that don't lead to pure salvations. I tell you, as for this man said, now my eyes have seen salvation. That's all. I went to a church once. They had had 7 days convention, international. And I preached and I did an altar call. When I was going, the pastor of the church told me, you are the only person who did an altar call for salvation these 7 days. So salvation becomes important for you and me. And through that, everything else you need. Don't ask me how. It's a spiritual church. It's spiritual. It's not a physical place. Amen. And verse 32. A light to lighten Gentiles. So receive the light of God to lighten your life. You will be guided throughout 2019 by the light of God. God's light and direction and wisdom will be your guiding light throughout 2019. Yes. Your decision as to who to marry will be guided by the light of God. Now, everybody, are you looking? Look at me. Supposing the lights go off right now and I start to run. Are you watching? I start to run and I run this way. You see, I'm about to be hurt severely. My legs on this and on the stairs. That's what happens when there's no light. A lot of sorrow. A lot of pain. When you come to the house of God, when you read your Bible every day, your word is a light for my path. So that's why he said, this man is a light to lighten the Gentiles. This man is a light to lighten the Gentiles. Your pains of this life are going to greatly reduce. Your injuries are going to greatly reduce. One of the greatest injuries is to marry the wrong person. It's called an IMC. Ill married couple. It will never be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tell somebody, look, hold your hand like this. Hold your hand like this. I can't see your hand. Hold your hand like this. It's a light. A light for my path in 2019. Now, we go on. 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, this child is set for the fall and the rising again. Now, every good thing can make you fall or rise. Yes. I make some people fall because there are people who criticize me, and because they criticize me, they fall. Every man of God is like that. Jesus made people criticize him by being Jesus. People criticize him. So there are people who sit there and they speak. When they speak, it goes against them. Yeah. Because when you murmur, you are filled with demons. The Israelites never made it to the promised land because they were criticizing Moses every day. And they were filled with demons of death. Everybody above the age of 20 was gone. So, don't let anything make you criticize and fall over me, over the church, over what we are doing in this church. Don't let it, because it can. And when you see somebody is going to make you fall, you just move away. It's for the rise and the fall of many. I make people rise, but I also make people fall. People who don't understand me, they just talk. A lot of people don't understand what I'm doing. These are my children here. They don't understand why I'm here. I'm here because of all these 10,000 people that are here. Yes. You may not understand what I'm doing. So be careful. Because Jesus is like that. He makes people rise. He makes people fall. Pontius Pilate was condemned. Every day we mention him. Pontius Pilate, Herod, all the soldiers, those who whipped him, all the Pharisees, the priests, the Sadducees, they all fell through Jesus. They criticized him. They insulted him. They blasphemed against him. And they crucified him. They fell because of Jesus. Because they didn't understand. So learn not to speak against what you don't understand. Because the church is working. Whether you criticize it or not, it's working. But only that you fall. Jesus went on to fulfill the call of God on his life. Whether people criticize him or not. Whether the Pharisees hated him or not. He fulfilled it. Here I am, Doug. He what Mills is my name. 2,000 years later, I'm worshiping this man. I'm talking about him every day. I'm going from country to country spreading news about him. Even though people hated him and criticized him and brought him down.
Yes. That's how powerful Jesus is. And he said, it's for the rise and the fall of many. But you will not fall. I said, you will never fall. I can't see your hand and I can't hear your amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Moses made people fall. It was not in his intention. He was trying to save them, but they couldn't understand him. And they criticized him until that was it. They perished and were bitten by snakes and died in the wilderness. Their bones were left in the wilderness. Criticism, disloyalty. Don't let anything make you leave the church. Tell the devil, try another trick. But this one, it won't work. Amen. Lift your hand. Say, Satan, try something else. This one will not work. In Jesus' name, I block you. I block evil thoughts. I reject disloyal thoughts. I reject memory. In Jesus' name. Yes. Do you think you will understand everything about me? Never. We are not supposed to. You only understand some things. By the nature of the call, you only understand some. So watch out. Don't let anything make you disloyal or beastly. Rather, rally your forces together and say, here is where I stand. God has brought me here. Too many people go to the end and just when they are just about to cross the finishing line, they stop. Yeah. God forbid. Finally, 36, Anna. We are going to do what I call analyzation. Everybody say analyze. Now, when I say analyze, I don't mean analyze in analyze, analysis. I mean A-N-N-A. L-I-Z-E. Analyze. There was one Anna. Are you there? A prophetess. The daughter of Phanuel. Beautiful. She was of a great age. She lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. What does that mean? What does it mean? Okay, explain it after church. Verse 37. Are you watching? This is a master key. There are four things here that you are going to carry into 2019. And I want every church to pay attention and all those who say you are part of the church. All right? Number one, she departed not from the temple. All right? So, you see, those of you who are criticized, why do you stay for a long time in church? Come on, Anna. She departed not from, she didn't go home. What about what beer? She departed not from the temple. So, this is a great blessing for you. You see, do you know that one of the great blessings for us is that we stay in church a lot? Yes. We are here. Where are we going? It's almost morning. Yes. It's better we go home in daylight. Yes. Yes. We love it here. We like being here. All of you here on this side, wave your hand at me. I want to see that you're all here. Oh, wow. This year you are going to analyze. Tell somebody I'm into analysis. And analysis is not, it's Anna
Analyzing. And analyzing is departing not from the temple. Yes. She departed. Anna said, Menele waba wabie. Oyashian. How many realize that the more you are in church, the more you are learning something good for your life? Those in the canopy, what is it, mood changing? I can't hear your voices. Yes. Analyzing. When you go and stay in your boyfriend's house and depart not from your boyfriend's house, what happens to you there? What happens? Tell me what happens. Huh? Something good or something bad? Yes. You are what? You are what? Boyfriendized. Or boylized. Or penalized. Hey. Look at the scripture. She departed not from the temple. Simple and short. Anna. So do not be discouraged by anybody who is telling you, why are you going to church? It's a good place to be. It's a good place to spend a lot of time. And we are analyzing in 2019. It is going to bring us a series of victories. Wow. Hallelujah. Now, number two in analyzing. She served God with fastings and prayers. So it means you can serve God, not even witnessing. You serve God by praying. So praying and fasting is serving God. Yes. She served God. Her service to God was praying and fasting. Yes. So you can serve God by praying. Just praying is serving God. The Bible says she served God, but served God with fastings and prayings. That is how she served God. That's what she used to serve God. Yes. And in this 2019, we are going to serve God with prayers and fastings. Prayers. Yes. And people ask you, what are you doing? So I'm serving God with prayers and fastings. Yes. So we are fasting throughout. Fasting, denying yourself of food, becoming more spiritual, and praying. And what is it doing? It is doing something. It is said you are analyzing. You are serving God with prayers. The prayers are so. There are people who even they will not go for outreach again. They only serve God with prayers. They will not go out again. And you don't have to be worried that you don't go out. She departed not from the temple. They don't have to go anywhere. Just serve God with prayers and fastings. I hope you are listening to me. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a pastor. I'm not preaching economics to you. I'm preaching what I'm seeing in the Bible clearly. She served God with prayers and fasting. So if you are stuck even in a prison or stuck in a place where you can't come out, you can serve God with prayers and with fastings.
Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, she served God with fastings and prayers day and night. Day prayers are very important, and night prayers are very important. So day prayers, pray. When we did the porch and altar, we are here during the day. But night prayers are very important. I don't know why, but they are night. They are important. It's important to pray 24 hours. So this year you may be called upon to join the 24-hour prayer chain so that the whole church becomes like one big anna that is praying day and night, serving God with prayers and fastings day and night. I hope you are with me. Yes. Yes. I want you to see how to serve God. Yeah. Don't deceive yourself. Serving God is in the Bible. And one of the ways to serve God is to serve Him with prayers and with fastings. And one of the ways to serve God is don't go, depart from the temple. Be happy in the house of God. You meet your beloved in the house. Your beloved will be equally under the control of the word of God. Just as you are under the control of the word of God. Not that one of you is under the control of the word and one of you is not. No. You serve God with prayers and fastings. And then you are going to move from victory to victory. Stand up, everybody. Verse 39. Everybody standing, please. Everybody standing. And what happened? And when they had performed all these things, okay, when everybody does all these things, according to the law, they returned to Galilee, you return to your house. And then what happened in verse 40? Then the child grew. Then what? The child grew. Are you watching? And then the child waxed strong in spirit. Then the child was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. There is nothing you can do without these things happening. I have grown. I have become stronger in spirit. I have become wiser, and I'm more conscious of worldly wisdom. Even when a pastor speaks earthly wisdom, I'm very quick to notice it. Because I notice, especially when there are a lot of words, and I notice it. Yes. And the grace of God was upon him. Lift your hands. In 2019, God's power is going to be on your life. Through these master keys, you are going to hold Jesus in your arms. Bible says when everybody had done all these different things, they returned home. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Every child here, all my children are going to grow. All are going to become stronger in spirit. All are going to be wiser, and all are going to be having the grace of God upon them. Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, just begin to pray in the spirit, because God is doing something in your life. Father, thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Kama sheto la baba ndala baba. Tela rama shadele marama ndala mama nandora mama ndala baba ndala baba hare mandala mama ndala baba. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Mm.
Pray like you've never prayed before. Pray that you become like Anna, that you depart not from the temple, that you will serve God with prayers and with fastings. Speak to God. Thank you, Lord. Kayama Shatola Baba. Kalamanda.
Jesus.
Yes. Kalamanda. Everybody pray.
Lemanua Kasunte Rebeko Sandana Baba. Rabatie Kotani Miko Pande Rebokosia. Shoravida Bukanto Kapariande. Mochulamura Urikoto Sokapa. Ilua Manakuse Kereniente Comparia. Lipara Makosha Kapa. Liparido Costale. Munjila Rakumane. Nimanukota Keporianda. Visoka Kapulia. Morinambo kochike parania, miriadu sheke yandoba, liyamanu mano kosite keri, miru wamantune mekosa, shura mikopa, panu wamine mikesto kaparia, ripa mukule, muchuanda mukwanta kena, iramana nuso teka, mambria nino chukuma, maranisu takama,
holy hands,
majulia,
holy hands,
kowania,
Father, make us like Anna. Let us not depart from the temple. Let us not leave your house. Oh yes.
Oh yes. Uli karuma muche kaluma
ramona
sute keria mamunda
anje karama
misatula minami ketalemona
kabala
machulia riamona sute ekiriano na juma makandela uli basute kapa.
Thank you Jesus.
Ushe karianda ma
maranuche
karianda mamusa.
Udise lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. Speak to God. I want to serve you, Lord. I will not depart from your temple. But I will serve you with prayers, with fasting. I'll serve you in the day and I'll serve you in the night. Thank you, Lord.
We want to serve you, Lord.
Listen,
Jesus.
Do you see why Satan wants you to leave the church?
Oh, Ramaka.
Yeah. Is it not even to like leave and go home, but to leave the church? And he said, she departed not. So, no. I'm not leaving this temple. No matter what. Lift your hands. We are praying. This is now a prayer time. Pray. And after this, we are moving into the anointing. So pray. Pray. Kama
shatarabakama. Ramina Nuas, 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 Ramina N
Everybody pray, pray. Lift your hand and pray to God. Pray to God. Kasha Kamala. Marabale Maramasukala Baba. Marabala Baba. Hey Ramandani Baba. Hey Levenda Baba.
Lift your hands to the Lord. Now lift your hands, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Lift your hands. Jesus. 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 Listen. Listen. Demons want you to leave the church. Leave the presence of God. Go away from prayer. Demons want us to not pray as a church. We should just preach, but we shouldn't pray. Yes. Just preach. Don't pray. Let us begin to bind all forms of devils that have been around our lives in 2018. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Kamashita la
kubere kuataka. Iparia munamuncha kararia. Amuna miya kata viveri kota. Iparu amadushe keriama. Indere mukosi teria. Labina mutanie.
Demonic departures.
Ampa majonie.
Demonic disloyalty.
Amine ledusia.
In the name of Jesus.
Pataniamo, Kawadamino, it's a woman of Makaya,
a base,
a base, a base, a base, a base, a
base,
a patanima,
a patanima,
a pataya, a pataya,
a
patata, a patata,
a patata,
a patata,
a patata,
a 20
Yedusha, 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 Ito, Mane, Heda, Polia, Shinya, Mamo, Toi, 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 Oba Shata. Ia pataya, alia motaya, in patani, in amo, in ame, tomia, palua, kote, 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 in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. 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 Kobatia, 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 ipatia, umbretaya, 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 ipateni maya, lima mama mashanda maya.
Now. Listen, one day Kenneth Hagin, his son-in-law, the one who married his daughter, he was not a serious Christian. And he had a vision and he saw three small dogs following him. And those three dogs were three demons that were making him always, because when it bites you, you go this way, then you go this way, then you go this way. Now, three names in your life that have been worrying you, I want you to mention them in your prayers now. Whether it's spirit of this, spirit of that, anything has a name. And once you get the right name, it starts to respond. How many can see three things that are dogging you? Yeah, biting you, forcing you this way, forcing you this way, forcing you. Begin to take them on right now.
Jesus. Jesus. Koma yadaya. Koma yadaya. Koma yadaya. Irima muchika pariyandabaya. Suri kamo. Cheri mikamo. Ombre mikamo. Tomavika putaya. Jualia. Jualia Mriganio, Remia Mikamio, Kolma Matilie, Uparisho, Tekera, Undereme, Mutumaya, Ayamuna Mikamo Mama, Ayamikamu Mamu Mamu Jegenge, Unda Munamu, Unda Munamu, Munamu Munamu, Munamu Jeken Parianoma, Radus Keyara, Masuataki, 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 Unchekera Mamutaya, Rapa Idula, Atilio, Mutuambe, Katoma vida o parantino bishwa atia suta oye ye 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 oye ye 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 oye ye ye shele ye ye salama ye tomama ye kutama ye alia maswata anjena maswata ipatoya larima dia intiamo Anciamo, enciamo, manciamo, ranciamo, canciamo, imora anciamo, ya bateria, imbatesso, e conta, yamino, candila, magiona, mapparina, catalimo, ciumapina, risoria, comiante, ombarimaya, cimabiana, emanosia, catoie, 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 catoie. Katoye, 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 katoye. Hey, 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 hey. Ashika pai, bonimaye, machieno, tosia, 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 tosia. Iya kapata, mupakata, mupakata, mepakata. I am Petua. Yes, yes, yes. Holy Mamata, Ipalia, Mokisa, Wamino, Wamino, Tuna Mama Mama, Ampata, Iapiro, 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 Iapiro. Iapiro, 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 Iante, 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 Amino, Etino, Amino, Riande, Makwate, Kupalia, Abinoya, Watch yes, Watch yes, Watch yes. Watch yes, watch yes. Olima, Impalia, Rieta, Rieto, Amiona, Keto, 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 Libashane, Omailashane.
Amen. Now, are you all standing? I need you to be standing for this one. Anybody who is sitting, encourage a person to stand. Now, we are binding the spirit of death in January.
Yes.
Bind it right now.
Spirit of death. In the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of death. We plug the spirit of death. We throw the spirit of death into chains. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of
Jesus.
We
push you back. Go back. Go back.
Go back. Go back.
Go back.
Hey, hey, hey.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey.
Go back.
Yes.
Go back.
Yes, yes.
We bind you in Jesus' name. Now, February, let us bind anything that will kill you in February 2019.
Yes.
We bind it in the name of Jesus.
We bind it in the name of Jesus.
In February 2019. Bind it in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Makalama Shibala Baba. Embolomo Savara Marika Bala Madelo.
Dekua.
Mariando la Malimbo la Truma.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Mashaka.
Paliandema.
Udiye Kesaya.
In the name of Jesus.
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 We bind the spirit of death.
We bind, yes.
In the month of February 2019. March.
Yes.
Any type of death.
Yes.
Approaching by March or for March. Against you. I hope you are standing for this one.
Yay.
Begin to bind the spirit of death in the month of March 2019.
Ikotelia, Rambio Tosa, Rambio Tesoka, Rambina Mute, Iapalia, Azuma, Pukwane, Pakuano, Chekomaya, Iapalia, Sokera, Matuane, Ungales, 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 Aka Papa, Maluji Papa, Malo Papa, Sande, Chiamo, Chiamino, Chiamami, Chiamamune, Chiaquane, Achipalia, Radusaka, Odianota.
April.
Yes.
Anything that will poison you,
poison us,
drown you,
drown us,
shoot you,
shoot us.
Bury you.
Bury us.
Kill you.
Kill us.
You cannot die in April.
Yes.
Begin to bind every spirit of death for April 2019.
Oh.
You are blocked. Satan, you are blocked.
Satan, you are blocked.
You are blocked.
Achumani eko.
Kalama shukalaba.
Aliamutana.
Aliamutana.
Sonamutana.
Iyemukwa.
Uyemipokwa. Uyemipokwa. I am in Tonya. Chiamone, Ipalia, Razuke, Soriage, Sirema, Ayamunde, Esimamuka, Ayondere Mokosia, Machitalua, Chitalua, 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 Mositea, Ayamokosia, Impalina Mokosia.
Now, May.
Yes.
May 2019.
Yes.
You will never die in May 2019. Lift your right hand and block all forms of attacks in
block
May 2019.
Yes.
By car, by road, by air, road. By land, yes. By sea.
Yes.
By food, by cancer, by any form of death in the month
2019. O Katoka, Skeliamo, Riandemo, Apaniomo, Etulamino, Ravise, Viso, Pratocolia, E Paradiando Bocosia.
June 20. How many want to die in June 2019? How many refuse to die?
I refuse to die
in June 2019. Lift your hand. We block every attempt to kill everyone here.
Yes.
By the name of Jesus
by
Christ,
the name
we
of Jesus.
Bind you, spirit of death.
Yes.
We bind diseases.
We bind diseases.
We bind diagnosis.
Diagnosis.
We bind wickedness.
Wickedness.
We bind accidents.
Accidents.
By air, by land, by
air,
sea.
By land, by sea.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Bind it right now.
Oyatakapa. Uliyamakasota. Impatani mayata. Rapatia kota. Aparimianda. Somakile. Shkemaniyama. Rapamiana. Rapamiana. Minona, Chendanamino, Recomanina, Sovimanino, Catoliama, Rapa Atuaca, Incheira, Ramino, Sebamina, Pamino, Tosquala, 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 Rapa Talionda Baya.
Name of Jesus. Should we leave the rest of the months?
Hey, no.
July.
July.
Lift your left hand. July. Anything that will kill you, bind the spirit of death right now.
Bind the spirit
July,
of death.
2019. July.
Dubiese.
We speak to you.
Yes.
We refuse announcements.
Yes.
Funerals.
Yes.
Diagnosis.
Yes.
Burials.
Kuane.
Sorrows.
Mikalos.
Black and red cloth. Funeral clothes.
Ay.
Coffins.
Pamunende.
We block you
Shikaluana.
For July.
Yes.
2019. We reject funerals.
We reject funerals.
Burial services.
Yes.
Sadness.
Yes.
Sorrow. In Shakum. Jesus' name, go.
Go.
We bind you in the name of Jesus. Shandini
Miota.
Patolia,
Ikotelia,
Soriama,
Oye, Dulcia, Coma, Ampirini Mikotala. Thank you, Lord.
What comes after July? I can't hear you. Begin to speak against any plan attack.
Any plan attack.
Against your life,
against my life
here.
Yes.
For August 2019.
Yes.
You will not land in an explosion.
Mon
in Jesus' name. Yes. All explosions are neutralized. We command divine escape. In August 2019, we scatter all conspiracies to kill us.
Yes.
In August 2019.
In August 2019.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oyakono.
What comes after August?
Hey.
September.
Hey.
Lift your hand with prayers.
Yes.
We abort every death in September 2019.
In the name of Jesus.
We abort it. Abort it now.
We
kill
abort
it now.
It now. Now.
Finish
now,
it now.
Now.
Finish
now.
It now.
Shemanus.
Bind it now.
Shemanus.
2019.
Chica Pariano.
September.
Ule. Ule.
September.
Ule.
September 2019. Every spirit of death, Now we are entering the last 3 months of 2019.
Yes.
Enter October.
Hey.
Satan, I forbid you.
I forbid you.
In October 2019.
Yes.
All plans.
Yes.
Of murder.
Of murder.
Of killing.
Of killing.
Of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
In Jesus' name we bind you.
Yes.
Begin to forbid and to bind the enemy.
Poke, 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 pukuanta, laminos, toriyama, aminakota, zofika, pratulia, ramani ramakosi andalamaka, utika sande. Om Chivrikalo, Paranikotika, Sandole Makira, Ila Mayanda, Shendele Mamuka, Rapa Lianda, Oli Kasianaba, Iyarama Mata, Otikelia, Repere Kosia, Antorimoka, Panuste, 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 Rapa Kasata, Iyapa Katoli, Ia Parakuta, Ia Paramiko, Ia Parionka, Ia Parionka, Amute Kale, Shkomiantana, Iparamino, Robestoka, Brokestoka, 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 Amute Kapalia, Miradose, Aradose, Iradose, Abodose, Imadose, Ankampo, Antonia, Imatomia, Amatombre, Intamo, 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 Ipatokaya,
in the
name of Jesus.
Now, November 2019.
Yes.
How many notice that some of the months, your tongues seem to be more than other months? It's because the Holy Spirit knows things. And so he leads you in prayer. Satan is an intelligent being planning long term. November 2019. Begin to tie all attempts to kill you.
Untako.
To shorten your life.
Mantako.
To destroy your life.
Paradienkota.
To shame you.
Vistolema.
By 2019.
November.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Watamago.
Hey.
Watamago.
Ielebokosa.
Watamago.
Ayamukatana.
Walama.
Ampalua.
Wapalega.
Tutaluke remenusa.
Wadema.
Antelu mumusale.
Wasapa.
Impakuanta kuliana.
Jimepalo.
Ielebokosi ya neva.
Wepamamparo.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mantabalambo.
Yes.
Minkwale mukura
emala mosia
ibelego sobola
parana mikosia ndaba
amino
amino amino zulelelelelele bokosia palu antonio antumanika ipapiesto pratulie iramona amachonke impalu ama ayama katosi ichekolamiara ipatoli ipatoli Impatoli, 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 Iakota.
We bind the spirit of death.
We bind the spirit of death. Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In
Paradiandos.
December 2019.
Hey.
December 2019.
Yes.
Start to bind every attempt
every effort
to kill you,
to kill me,
to destroy you,
to destroy me,
to make you ashamed,
abakuama, abakuama,
to finish you,
Benjugales,
in Jesus name,
in Jesus name,
begin to bind the enemy.
Impalio, roste, dico, codia, paminonga, chimamunda, avristo, prasto, chiacaparia, intoromocosia, impanimacosia, ebenemecosia, ichuamadia dona.
Hallelujah.
Satan, we bind you. We bind every destructive work of darkness. We bind the spirit of death in December 2019. We refuse to go to funerals. We refuse to bury our friends. We refuse to be buried ourselves. We refuse to bury our neighbors. We refuse to bury our relatives. We refuse to bury anyone that we love in the name of Jesus in 2019. December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Look at Job chapter 2, verse 3. We are just about to pray the last prayer, and then after we do the anointing, as soon as I pray for you, you can go home. Look at it. Job chapter 2, verse 3. The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him? A perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil. Still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me." Who moves him? Satan moves him to do what? To destroy him without cause. Look at Satan. Satan's effort is to destroy you without cause. There is no reason. Have you seen the scripture? You see, the Lord said to Satan, "Although thou movest me against him, to destroy him without cause." What a scripture. So as we are praying in 2019,
Jesus,
no effort of Satan to destroy you without cause is going to work. Lift your two hands and tie works of Satan. We bind all opposition, accusation, distraction,
yes,
temptation, seduction,
yes,
wickedness,
every kind of shame or distraction, yes, without cause.
Yes.
We bind it in the name of
we
Jesus.
We bind it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bind the devil.
Yes. Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, he's more than able.
He can handle
anything that comes my way.
He's able,
he's able,
and he's more.
Are you still here? Are you tired? We are not departing from the temple.
Yes.
Now, after binding demons throughout the whole of 2019, you are entering into 2020 with ease. You have cleared all the demons of the way. Do you know that every year that comes can be the year that you die? But you're not dying this year in Jesus' name. You are crossing into 2020 with ease. And we are going to thank God in this last segment for the four things I told you about. Jesus and the child grew. Amen. And increase and wax strong in spirit. So we are thanking God by January 2020, you'll be strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God will be upon your life. All of you who are desiring to marry, my daughters, 2019 is your year. You will not struggle to marry or to be liked or to be likable. Amen. Brothers, I want you to know something. The girls here are the best girls you can find anywhere in the church. They are the ones here. Don't you think that a sister who is staying here as we are praying must be, at this time, must be of a certain quality? Huh? An analyzed sister. Amen. So, in conclusion, we are going to end this part, and then after that, we will pray for everyone. As soon as I lay hands on you, you can go home in peace. Amen. And blessing. You can also stay, but it's up to you. Amen. Why am I going to lay hands? I will tell you. But I want you to thank God with me for 2020 with ease. You'll be better off in 2020 January than you are now. Do you believe it? You are crossing the whole of 2019, 12 months with ease. The three dogs that have followed you, they are all bound. In Jesus' name. I want everybody to stand and thank God for these four things as we come to the conclusion of our prayer time tonight. Thank God for growth.
Yes.
For strength.
For strength.
In the spirit.
In the spirit.
For wisdom.
Yes.
And the grace of God.
And the grace of God.
On your life.
Thank you.
These four things.
Thank you.
Will be plenty in 2020 January. You are crossing into 2020 with ease. With grace.
With grace.
With strength.
With strength.
With growth.
With growth.
With wisdom.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord. Malashombo Ramakosta Kapariambo Mochika Paria Lariambo Ramakosi and Tandereva Ramakabala Pariano Mokoshi Valero Mama 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 Kosandere Mokia Rainbow Karambo Kosi Tanabosi Soya
Rabakuta.
Oh, yes, we give you praise.
We
give you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
We give you glory.
We give you glory.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lift your hands and thank Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He is able. He's more than able to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able. He's more than able. He can handle anything that comes my way. He's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. And He's able. He's more than able to make me what He wants me to be. Can you sing it again? He's able.
He is able.
He's more than able
to
accomplish what concerns me today. He is able. He's more than able.
He can handle anything
that comes my way.
He is able. He's more than able to do much more than I could ever dream. Oh, He is able. He's more.
Father, thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for making us stronger.
Always, Lord.
In 2020.
2020.
Thank you. We are crossing 2019
yes.
with ease.
Yes.
We have entered 2020 prophetically.
Hey.
Stronger.
Stronger.
Wiser.
Wiser.
Better.
Better.
In every way.
Yes.
People will testify. Thank you for all the children here who have lifted up their hands.
Hey, Lord.
Thank you for calling everyone.
Oh.
Blessing everyone. Touching everyone.
Oh.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I thank you.
Yes.
For all the children that are here today.
Oh, yes.
Their lives are better.
Yes.
Their lives are going to be better.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everyone shouted, Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here this evening, maybe somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You want to be born again, or maybe you don't understand what it means to be born again, but you want to give your life to God. And you want a change. That's the best way to start 2018. Maybe you were invited here, but deep down, you know you are far from God. We have been praying, but this is a chance for you to be saved. And as every head is bowed on this first day of January 2019, I'm giving you the chance, the golden ticket to heaven, to Jesus. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift up your right hand wherever you are standing, and I'm going to pray with you as we begin this new year. God bless you. Lift it up high. Maybe somebody brought you here. Somebody came for you. Somebody invited you. But you know that you don't really know God. But today, you want to take God seriously. Lift your hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. I see so many hands. If your hand is lifted up, with your hands still lifted up, I want you to come to me in the front here. Come. Come from where you are. Come and stand here. And I'm going to pray with you. Come on.
Give him your life today.
Come, come from the back. Come and stand here. I want to pray with you. Come. Give your life to God. Stand here. Come. I want Jesus. I am far from God. I am far from God, but I need God today. Come. Oh, clap for them. Many people are coming. Many, many people are coming. Somebody invited you, but you know you are far from God. Come and let me pray with you. Oh, clap for them. They are coming. Come. That's the best way. That's the best way to start the new year. Give your life to Jesus. Do you remember when I was preaching, I said that Simeon took the baby Jesus in his arms? Do you remember? Yes, that is what you are doing today. You are taking Jesus in your arms. Amen. And I'm telling you, Jesus can change your life. If you are a Ghanaian, you see that we have so many different governments, but it cannot easily change your life. But today, Jesus is changing your life. Amen. Lift your hands up like this. If you are still coming, come. I'm giving you the last chance. I want to give my life to Jesus. You can still join them and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. I am a sinner. Say, I am a sinner. I have done many bad things. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus from all my sins. Today, I confess all my sins to God. Oh, Father, have mercy on me. Accept me from today as your child. I will serve you. I will obey you from today. Please write my name. Oh, say, please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. From today, I am turning around. I am coming to Jesus from today. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. From today, I am a child of God. Say, I am a child of God. I am born again, and I will follow Jesus till I die. Thank you, Jesus. I will not do bad things again. I will not follow bad people again. Oh, say, I will not follow bad people again to do bad things from today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for changing my life. In Jesus' name. Now, lift only one hand like this and say after me, Satan. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. I will not serve you again. I will not follow you again. I belong to God. From January 2019, I belong to Jesus Christ, and I will serve Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands like this. Say, Jesus, thank you for saving me. Me too, I am a child of God from today. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done. I will serve you. Everybody will see that I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Give me the Holy Spirit
to help me. Oh God, give me the Holy Spirit to help me to serve you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful. I want to give you, all of you who are here, one of my books. Are they going anywhere? Mood Changing Plaza. All of you who are in the front here, I'm giving you my book. It's a gift. You don't have to pay. It's 40 CDs for one, but it's free for you. Amen. All the members have to buy, but you don't have to buy. Hallelujah. Is it a blessing? Yes. Now, how many of you stay in the area? How many of you who came forward, you stay in this area? Raise your hand. How many are far away? Okay, Jesus is saving you. This is your house. This place is not too far. Every day, come here. Your life will change. You will meet new people, different people, good people. Sometimes your friend is spoiling your life. Is it not true? Oh, is it not true? Yes. Do you know that armed robbers, they go in groups? That's why when you catch one, you can catch all. They never usually move one. Only one person. It's a team. Nobody here should be an armed robber again in Jesus' name. Any of you who have been armed robbers before, remember, if you do it again, expect to die. Did you hear me? I said, expect to do what? To die. But God has not called you to die. You are going to live. So you must change now. This is the end of bad ways. Bad people, bad friends, people who will take you to prison or to kill you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every month, we go to prison to give food to prisoners, the whole of Accra. So we know prisoners more. Most of them is friends. That's why Jesus has brought you here today. Amen. And your friends are going to change from now. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
As you stay in the church, God will change your life. Everything about you will change. You'll be surprised. So many people here, they were very bad, but Jesus has changed their lives. And you are the first one to be saved in 2019. Amen. Amen. Lift your hands, let me pray for you. Father, only you can save and redeem. And I thank you that you are redeeming these ones tonight. By your mighty power, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Just stand and lift your hands. I want to... Your blessing for 2019. Let your feet walk in new places that you haven't been before. Let your feet walk in pleasant places in 2019. Where you haven't been before, may you go there this year. In the name of Jesus. May you enter countries and nations that you haven't gone to before. May you walk in hotels you haven't imagined before. May you walk in the corridors of power that you haven't walked in before. May you have visitors in your life, type of visitor you've never had before. A good visitor who brings good things. May you experience him in your life in 2019. May somebody come to your house and His coming changed your life. For the better. For the good. For the improvement. May you be visited with many gifts this year. In 2019. I see baskets being carried to your house and carried into your life in the name of Jesus. May your money be more than it has ever been before. Before 2019 and from 2019 onwards, may your money know an increase into the realm of surplus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your face shine upon your children. Let them, even when they are cut down, spring up again. Even when they go through a dark hole, let them come out shining better and brighter than ever before. Let them not lack anything. I change their pocket size from small size to medium size to large size to extra large size to Ebola size in the name of Jesus. Your pockets are blessed pockets. Your secret places are blessed secret places. They are filled with the treasures of darkness. And the wealth of the wicked is placed squarely in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let the strength of Jesus, the greatness of Jesus, who never tried to be great, but is so great that today we all mention his name. We pray to him and through him. May that greatness, that mysterious greatness, be imparted to you. As you also embrace Jesus in your heart, may the mysterious greatness of Jesus, the mystical greatness that makes him so awesome, so great, so majestic, so worshipped, so honored across the whole world over 2,000 years. May that mystical, mysterious greatness be imparted to you in Jesus' name. Your life is taking a turn around. Plagues that have plagued you. Plagues that have plagued you since your youth. And in the year 2018, are completely vanquished and neutralized. In the name of Jesus. May his face that is shining on you make everywhere around you bright. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter. I said brighter and brighter. Let your seat be full of light. Let your chair of authority be greater and be filled with light in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the Lord be a fortress around you. Receive divine protection. Divine escapes in 2019. Divine exemptions from disasters, from tragedies, from bad news, from red and black cloth, from funerals, from burials. Receive divine exemptions and divine escapes throughout the year 2019. You shall escape many times by the hand of the Lord. May the angel of the Lord encamp around your house, encamp around your tent, and camp around your dwelling place. Ah, only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked, but you will not taste of it. The Lord is my refuge. In Him will I trust. May the Lord be your refuge in 2019 and grant you divine exemptions and divine escapes throughout the year 2019. You will see 2020 with your bright eyes and you will give glory to God for what He has done. And now your ministry. May your ministry go brighter and brighter. May you serve God day and night. May you serve Him with prayers, with fastings, and with whatever He has chosen for you to serve Him with. May you serve Him and bless Him and honor Him. And as you serve God and you honor God, may God's honor be on you. May people honor you, respect you, and value you in 2019. May your value increase in 2019. May your worth increase in 2019. May the number of people that value you and honor you increase in 2019. And because you have set your love on Him, may He deliver you. May He keep you. May He save you. May He rescue you. May He exempt you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see the feathers of the Lord, the feathers of Jehovah, all over you. Under His feathers, you are going to dwell. You are dwelling under His covering. The Lord's feathers are your roof. They are your ceiling. They are over you. You are in His hand. And He will keep you in His hand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you excel in your ministry. May you multiply in your ministry. May you increase in your ministry. May you be fruitful in God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as your value increases, may you have the opportunity to travel to the ends of the world for the sake of Jesus Christ. I bless you with the greatest blessing, the honor of being God's servant. May the grace of God that made some of us servants of God for the prime of our lives be upon you. That the prime of your life will be used as serving God and in serving God forever. In the name of He who laid in the grave by His own will and rose up triumphantly, who gave Himself voluntarily and without coercion, in His name, I bless you. I bless you. And I command the blessings to be upon you. Let the flowers of your life come forth now. Let the beauty of your life come out now. Any delayed beautification, delayed glorifying of your life, I accelerate it now. And I declare that the niceness of your life comes forth in 2019. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, sent by God the Father, I bless you. And I say, may Jehovah look upon you tenderly, with forgiveness, with mercies, with graciousness. May He overlook your mistakes. And may He say, play on. Play on, my servant. I have seen, but I have not seen. May God wink at all your evils and your mistakes throughout the year 2019. And may He grant you to bear much fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Now lift your two hands and thank God that according to these words, so shall your life be. Father, we thank you. By a prophet, Israel was brought out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he was preserved. May you be preserved throughout your escaping time, throughout your living time in 2019. Even if you cry, it will be for a short time. The Lord will wipe your tears away and give you something better. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for all that you have done in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.